Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Well, hello. My name's Mark Marenko. I've been coming up to Holden Village since 2009 or so. Been teaching philosophy for 30 years, kind of on the other end of my career at this point. And I'm up here at Holden in 2018 to do a few sessions on genetic technologies. So I have a couple of things to quickly say about that. I'm not given to kind of the sky is falling mentalities, but I do think we're in trouble. Some of the problems that we're now facing are killing us, not just with technology and genetics, but with other matters of concern on the planet. And what we're doing to solve them isn't working. And if we don't solve them, they really could undo us. We really could lose everything of value to us, not just here in the U.S., but on the planet. We depend upon stable political processes, law and order, robust educational system to produce reasonable and responsible adults, citizens. And I would say that we need a public policy process to manage technologies that are so powerful that they really could undo the planet. In Greek mythology, we find Prometheus was punished by the gods for providing humans with the first big technology, fire. And the gods knew that we would end up, through ignorance and hubris, destroying ourselves with knowledge. And if there are wars, and there will be wars, and despite all Geneva conventions, there really is only one true de facto rule, and that's win. And therefore, all powerful technologies are by definition dangerous. The three big technologies of our time are nuclear technologies, information communication technologies, and genetic technologies. Each of them are very sharp, two-edged swords, edged with creative and destructive powers, and we haven't a clue yet what to do with the paradox of power that each of these technologies represent. I've been paying attention to genetic technologies lately, so I don't think that we've really grasped our situation since the discovery of DNA in 1953 and the rapidly improving technologies to manipulate DNA. Using the latest technology, something called CRISPR-Cas9, a group of scientists in Canada have managed to create a variant of the smallpox virus called the horsepox. They did this in 6 months using mail-order snippets of DNA, and they spent about $100,000. Now, the implications should be really clear to us, and it should just smack you across the face. It's jaw-dropping. We really should be setting ourselves to work in citizens' public policy seminars to understand the facts and to put our hands together on how to respond. Just 2 days ago, a major inquiry concerning the editing of genomes and embryos came to the conclusion in the UK that it is morally permissible to experiment with editing in this way, overturning a 30-year kind of ban on such research. Again, this is a staggering move without adequate public education and input. It's always the case that technologies, they do something for us and they also do something to us. And it's often the case that by the time we realize what the technologies are doing to us, it's just too late to do much about them. Some technologies, however, we really, truly cannot afford to be in a position where we can no longer do anything about them. We need robust, informed public discourse commensurate with the dangers of these new technologies. And I appreciate Holden's invitation to me to spend time doing that here with folks from all over the country.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.